أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمكث غير بعيد فقال أحطت بما لم تحط به وجئتك من سبأ بنبأ يقين إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم وأوتيت من كل شيء ولها عرش عظيم. Continuing with the incident of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, at the time when he reviewed his birds and he found that the hoopoe was missing, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam had made a declaration that I will either severely punish it or I will slaughter it, or it should bring me some clear evidence of where it has been. In other words, some kind of excuse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, and Allah says that after a short while, this hoop had come to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. فَقَالَ أَحَطُّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطُ بِهِ. And it said to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, I have come with knowledge, with information that you do not have. وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَئٍ بِنَبَئٍ يَقِينٍ. And I had come to you from the place called Sabah, that is in Yemen, and I have come with information that is assured, in other words, 100% accurate. What was this information that he had brought to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam? Inni wajadtu mar'atan, I had found this woman, tamlikuhum, that has been governing these people of Saba, and Saba is a place in Yemen. Wa utiyat min kulli shay'in, and this woman has been given all different types of things. وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ. And one striking feature is that this woman has a mighty throne. So here this hoop speaks and communicates to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, on the one hand making its excuse, a valid reason for being absent, for not being there, that I had gone out to this place called Saba, and the reality is this, that you may be a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you do not have this knowledge and information that I have with regards to the ruler of this place and what I have seen over there. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam obviously listens to it. Then she speaks about this woman in the kitabs of tafsir, and historical narrations indicate that this woman's name was Bilqis, and she was the woman that ruled over this area of Saba. Her father, her forefathers were all rulers, and eventually she became one of the rulers and the queen of Saba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted her different things. Different things, one is Allah has granted her governance. Secondly, everything else that is required for governance, like possessions, like an army, weapons, etc. All this woman is in possession of. In other words, she is quite an influential and affluent woman that is ruling up over these people. And one very striking feature about her is walaha arshun azim, that she has this mighty throne. And insofar as this mighty throne is concerned, some of the narrations indicate that in its length it was 80 yards, in its width 40 yards, and 30 yards high. And another very striking feature was that it was studded with different types of pearls, topazes, and different types of precious stones, and it was contained in a building that had 7 buildings around it. In other words, each building was tightly secured, and this is how this woman had secured this throne of hers, and this was something that was a very, very great possession of hers. So this Hudhud speaks to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam with regards to the material achievements of this world. Then when we look at the Islamic part or the spiritual part or the belief part of it, he goes on and he explains to her, to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, that I found her and her people making sajda to the sun. In other words, they were polytheists. They did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala out of their worship. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, and Shaitan had decorated and adorned for these people their deeds. In other words, they felt and they thought that they were rendering a very great service when they worshipped the sun. فصدهم عن السبيل, and Shaitan had stopped them from the path of the truth, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ, and they are people who are not guided. In other words, they have not found the path to the correct place and to the end towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah yasjudu lillah. Why do they not worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Alladhi yukhriju al-khab'a fi samawati wal-ard. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who brings forth the hidden things from the skies and the earth. In other words, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not known to these people. They have not recognized this great kudrat, power and might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُخْفُونَ, and Allah Rabbul Izzat is that Zat, is that being that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what you conceal. وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ, and what you let out, what you obviate, and what you make known to people, that all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil azim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that there is no God, there is no deity besides Allah rabbul izzat, rabbul arshil azim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the sustainer of the mighty throne. So this lady Bilqis may have a throne that seems to be a very huge throne, but the reality is that the greatest of all thrones is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now in this here, he speaks about the beliefs of this woman and also the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here this is the ayah of sajda. Brothers have to make sajda. That is sajda itilawat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.